Bi-weeks, you know, kind of what do they need to do is more self-evaluation and it's going to be healthy. What does bi-week mean to you?
Yes, it's resting up.
Yeah,
it's you know, so you got some days off now. You want to take your mind off football, get your body healed, get stronger, and just get away from the game a couple of days and then come back refreshed next week, ready to roll.
When you heard the news about Jimmy getting traded, were you kind of, what was your reaction? Were you in shock or real?
He's a special player. He gained a lot of trust with all his teammates here, and I mean, I've seen many trades here since I've been here, so not really shocked anymore when I see a trade like that, but it's really, really good for him, and I wish him the best, and he's a really good player.
To have Brian back, what are your thoughts on bringing Brian back, guy I think you played with?
Yes, I played with him my rookie year and second year, and he's a great dude. It's good to see him back. I mean, when you see a player like Jimmy go, and with everything he's brought to the table and the connections you've built through the years with him, and then it's good to see that we have Brian come in, and we've had a connection since my rookie year. He's thrown a couple touchdowns to me in preseason before my rookie year, so it's good to see him back too.
I'm glad to say Jimmy is special
player. I mean, he's good. He's a good player. I mean, we'll see how it pans out, but he's a good player.
Now he's going to get his opportunity.
Yes.
He wanted that, so he's still got that to prove, doesn't he?
Sure. I mean, he did a great job when he was here. Every time we went in the huddle with him, he did super well. He always threw nice passes when he was in. So what he was asked to do, he was doing it at top speed.
You expect him to do really well? Except, I mean, is that something you're not going to be surprised on?
I won't be surprised at all.
When you look towards the second half of the season, what do you guys have to get better at to kind of smooth out the mistakes?
I would say putting more points up on the boards, on the board. Our red area, we've been getting stopped quite a bit, just kicking field goals. You know what, we had 6 field goal attempts last game, so I would say we got to improve in that area for sure, finishing the drive and putting points up on the board.
A little concerned as far as, you know, another receiver going down. I mean, you guys have taken some lumps in this process, but how concerning is that going forward? I mean, you feel confident the guys you got, I mean, the next couple games, especially if Hogan's out a couple weeks.
Yes, I mean, it's football. It happens, and it's just going to be, it's kind of like the next man up. And as an organization, as I see the wide receiver group, they all work hard. They're all studying every day, and they all go out to practice ready to work. So whatever the situation is, I know that they'll be given, you know, their best shot out there, and they'll do fine.
You look pretty good. I mean, to see that, obviously you've had some nicks and bruises there, but how do you feel, you know, after 8 weeks, you know, coming off last year, and the body-wise, how do you feel?
I mean, I feel pretty good. I mean, we just had a good day of practice today, just going over, reviewing some stuff, just doing some red area stuff, just overall a good practice, solid practice before we take a couple of days off, but it's good to get that run in before you get a few days off, but feeling good. But I mean, you can always take a break. Definitely, I truly believe in the bye week to get away from football, let your body heal, let your body rest, and hopefully when I come back, I mean, I'm feeling way better.
I mean, you talk about the business side of things too, you know, just seeing trades and things like that, but is it still weird to just see, you know, Brissett, Garoppolo gone, now you have Hoyer in here, you know, that's got to be a weird feeling, right? Just one day you have these two guys and the next you have another guy.
I mean, yeah, it is for sure. I mean, you're not surprised, but at the same time, you kind of are surprised. And definitely a little weird feeling. I mean, you just had those two backup quarterbacks with us this year, and then you see them, they're going to be starting for other teams. And then the guy that was throwing me touchdowns my rookie year in preseason games 7-8 years ago comes back, and now he's our backup quarterback. So that's kind of shocking for sure. I mean, definitely didn't see that playing out, but I mean, it's NFL. I mean, you see things like that happen all the time now.
Last question.
Rob, has your routine throughout the bye week changed over the course of your career, evolved at all, or is it the same?
I mean, I would say definitely revolved a little bit. I mean, definitely put more time into getting the body more right. I mean, I'm not 21, 22 now anymore, so I would say that I'd probably be spending a little bit more time on the body, just getting it right, so I come back fresh.
Thanks, guys.
All right, guys, thank you.